had a Roman queen of late that plagued these three nations and ruined our church and state by popish conjurations. But when she thought both of our laws and rights to have bereft us, she took her heels and chariot wheels and ran away and left us. But now a queen of royal blood, the phoenix of the nation, she's neither light nor vain nor proud, but fair to admiration. The diamond sparkleth in her eye, her cheeks are like two roses, her lips are of a scarlet dye, which ivory teeth encloses. Her skin is alabaster white, her breasts are like Parnassus, but to describe her person right, it greatly doth surpass us. And yet those shadows which we see are beams of inward beauty, which with a grace shine on her face, engaging us to duty. In charity she doth excel all queens that were before her, which makes her subjects love her well, and princes to adore her. No vice doth reign within her mind, she's wise to admiration, she's great and good of royal blood, the boast of this brave nation. A Protestant that's good and true, and hates the name of popery, the Pope of Rome with all his crew, and all their shams of foppery. When Babel's whore did threaten us with the floods of her delusion, she gave consent for to prevent the kingdom's sad confusion. Now with her royal orange king, she reigns in great promotion. She's good and just in everything, and pious in devotion. Let all the queens of Christendom take their example by her, that they may reign and likewise shine in worth to magnify her. She was not curious for a crown, but lived well contented, for we her first did importune, and her desires prevented. But now on spotless wings of fame, she mounts up to perfection, where envy's eye can never fly, nor force her to defection. Oh, may the orange flourish well, to thistle and rose united, that all the three may give a smell, and we may be delighted. The harp may play the lion's dance, the lily be brought in subjection, that we with health may inherit our wealth, and live safe under protection. Oh, may the orange flourish well, to thistle and rose united, that all the three may give a smell, and we may be delighted. The harp may play the lion's dance, the lily be brought in subjection, that we with health may inherit our wealth, and live safe under protection.